Hey, this is Bob Bryan from the Adam Carolla Show, and you're listening to That Reporter Kid Speaks.
Hey, this is Brian Redband, and you are listening to That Reporter Kid Speaks.
Hi, everybody. It's Duncan Trussell, and you're listening to That Reporter Kid Speaks. And That Reporter Kid is a freaking genius.
This is Zay Bravo, and you're listening to That Reporter Kid Speaks.
From the Sacred Kiss Studios in Canada, this is That Reporter Kid Speaks.
You are gonna like it!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to That Reporter Kid Speaks. I'm your host, Cassius Morris, a.k.a. That Reporter Kid, and this is my podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Today on the show, he is a teacher at 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu in Los Angeles, California, and you may know him from the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, the one and only Eddie Bravo. Eddie Bravo, I had him on my podcast called Creatures of the Net about KISS. Since he is such a huge KISS fan, or at least was. I'm not sure if he really is anymore, but they were definitely a big part of his life. And we talked about that. So then I just sent him a DM on Twitter and said, hey, do you want to be on my other podcast? And he said, totally. And we did it live last night, and we had about, I think we had consistently had about 25 people there, which is pretty good. You know, usually, I don't know if people understand this, but when you're in the building up process, like I am, like when you just have a pretty small audience, it's kind of like, it's hard to get 8 people. Let's just say that to have a consistent audience of 8 people listening and watching live is quite difficult to achieve, especially when you've only been doing this for a few years, like me. So, it was even crazier. I remember the one time with Red Band, we had a consistent audience of over 100 people, which was crazy. And now, when I don't have I don't know. I just find that it's growing and growing every time. And I haven't gone live in a little while. But definitely, I guess it depends on the guest. And Eddie does have, 50-some thousand Twitter followers. So that really helped out. Anyway, and if you guys want to catch the show live, I know a lot of you don't, but, if you do, it's pretty fun, and you get to hear some uncut stuff. You can go to, You can go to ustream.com, ustream.tv/channel/rock-journal-live, and the Rock Journal is my old podcast that I used to do. And that's kind of what started that Reporter Kid Speaks, actually, because I used to do interviews on there. I think it might be still up on iTunes if you search up Rock Journal. It was an awful podcast, and I guess I've learned a lot from it. But I started, that's actually how I got the name, that Reporter Kid, for us, from a guy named Brian Starrs. He was my first interview other than KISS. And he said I should start a YouTube channel, and I said, okay, sure. And then I just put in the name That Reporter Kid since I was interviewing people, and that's kind of how this whole crazy roller coaster started. So I guess I owed it all to Brian Starrs. So if you enjoy this episode of the podcast, or if you enjoyed any other episodes of this podcast, please go to iTunes and rate and review us. Give us a 5-star. I say us for some reason. Give the podcast a 5-star review, and you can just say it's good. It doesn't matter if you put a dot in the thing and nothing else. As long as you give us a review, that'd be so fantastic. And people are probably wondering sometimes, why do we need to give you a review? Blah, blah, blah. Well, because if you give us a review, if enough people do, and you only have to do it once, we can get into the iTunes What's Hot section, which would be on the front page of the podcast. And I know that won't happen for like another maybe 2 years, but if everybody who listens to this podcast leaves one review with 5 stars saying, I like it, or it's good, or you can leave a big one if you want, but, if everybody does just that little thing, it could go such a long way for the show, and then we can have more listeners and more people enjoying the stuff that I'm putting out there. So definitely make sure to do that. I don't ask for donations anymore, because I think I can raise my own money. Allowance is an option. And, as you know, when you're 13, that's something that you can do. You can mow people's lawns. You can feed their cats and whatnot. So I'm not going to ask for donations. But, and I totally forgot about my sponsors. I'm probably going to back out of the Skull Candy thing just because I have Beats now. And it just feels weird to be hearing myself promoting a different headphone company while wearing Beats. It just feels kind of weird. Anyway, no sponsors today. But definitely check out my website, thatreporterkid.com. It has all the latest stuff. It has some pictures. It has a page called Stuff Worth Watching, which has some really cool videos that you've probably already seen. But hey, you never know. They're really cool. And yeah, all my other interviews I've interviewed. By the way, this is something I wanted to talk about. This episode is not an interview. It's a podcast. That is something that I've been striving so hard to do, is not have an interview, but have an actual episode of a podcast where we're just conversating. I don't need to be constantly asking these questions about them. I can talk about current events. I can do this and that. That's something that I've been striving so hard to do, and I feel that I've finally been able to do it today with Eddie Bravo. We talked about a lot of stuff, and I'll tell you guys what we talked about, but I'm not going to today because I kind of want it to be a surprise. So, thatreporterkid.com, I've had Little Esther on, I've had Brian Redband, Duncan Trussell, I've had Eddie Bravo, as you know, I've had, a lot of people, like Joey Diaz, and I've had, a lot of people. So, check out thatreporterkid.com, check us out on iTunes, all that stuff. I'm going to stop blabbering my gums away and let you guys listen to this awesome episode. So here's That Reporter Kid Speaks, episode whatever, with Eddie Bravo. All right, so everybody, we're here with the one and only Eddie Bravo. We're live right now on Ustream. So Eddie, how's it going?
It's going great, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. I know there's been a lot of stuff going on with you lately. You actually recently had a baby. Can you tell us what that's like?
Yeah, I just had a baby boy 4 months ago, like 4.5 months ago. It's been an amazing experience, man. I love it. Love him to death.
Now, were you planning to have a baby around now? Like, did you always think that you would have him earlier or later?
Well, this was definitely planned. I was, when I turned 40, I mean, I decided, shit, man, I gotta have kids. What am I doing? I got this, partied my ass off my whole life. And, you know, I'd been enough, what's the word I want to hear? I did enough whoremongering for a while, you know, and it was time to settle down and have children. Yeah, it was the only plan, man. I was looking for the right chick, found the right chick for me, and we did it, man. We jumped in and we did it. I tried to get her pregnant.
What's his name?
It was on purpose. Draco Lee.
That's a nice name.
Thanks, man.
Something that a lot of people were wondering about, and I want to jump into this because I got, I don't know, probably 10, 15 questions about this, is people want to know if you're going to be opening up 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu places in different places other than L.A. Can you tell people about that?
Oh, yeah. I have about 30-some schools worldwide. I don't decide where the schools go, so when people, you know, I get tweets every day, open up a 10th Planet in, you know, Canton, Ohio, open a 10th Planet in Madison, Wisconsin. You know, the only way it would work, the only way a 10th Planet affiliate will survive and thrive is if the head instructor at that affiliate, if it's his mission in life to represent 10th Planet, you got to be super hardcore. You got to be willing to, you know, get your shit together, you know, start training like a professional athlete, and, you know, you got it. It's not easy. It's not easy to open up at a jiu-jitsu affiliate. You know,
how'd you
very hard.
Yeah, I bet. And how did you get started in, like, all this stuff? Because, you know, jiu-jitsu is something that I'm not quite familiar with. So can you tell me about, you know, how you got started and in getting interested in UFC and jiu-jitsu and all that?
Well, you know, I watched the second UFC. And, you know, at the time when UFC 2 was out, I was doing karate. And back for a year. I think I got my green belt or a couple stripes on a green stripes on my wall. I forget now. It's been so long. Something like that. But I trained for about a year. And UFC 2 came out. I was rooting for the karate guy. And then Hoist beat the karate guy. And then Oki Ichihara. Then, you know, I hated Hoist Gracie at the beginning of UFC 2. Hated him in the middle, but by the end, I was a big fan, and I found the Machados. They teach jiu-jitsu. They're the Gracie's cousins that were in my neck of the woods, and I immediately joined a jiu-jitsu gym, and that was in 1994. So it was UFC 2 that got me hooked on jiu-jitsu. To me, I thought you had to do something to stay in shape, you know what I mean? Whatever you do, you have to do something to stay in shape. You don't want to just throw in the towel and just let your body go. I mean, you want to look good. You want to be attractive to girls. I mean, I don't know who doesn't. It's, you know, if you don't want to be attractive to girls, then I have no help for you. But, you know, so I tried weightlifting, going to the gym. And that lasted 10 minutes. I hated that. Then, you know, I'd always been a big Bruce Lee fan, so I was totally down for the traditional martial arts. I ended up joining, you know, a karate gym just to stay in shape, man. Just so I wouldn't have to do weights. Just so I wouldn't have to do hard shit. So I liked it. I'm like, you know what? I could do this. I got totally into karate, man. It was the shit for a while until I tried UFC 2 and I realized there was a big hole in that system. And, you know, rest is history.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, when people ask me how I got interested in podcasting and stuff, it's just kind of natural progression. If that's the thing for you, then that's kind of what you get interested in. So I know what you mean.
Yeah. So why don't you get into jiu-jitsu now, man? You've been exposed to MMA. You should be jiu-jitsu right now. Are you 14 yet?
No, almost.
Okay, you're going to have to change that Twitter 14-year-old podcast, right? Instead of 13-year-old? Are you just going to keep it 13? Just keep it 13. No one's going to say shit.
Probably not. People seem to like the idea that I'm younger because, I don't know, they think it's... I guess it gets more publicity for the show, I guess.
Yeah, you should lie and act a little dumber, you know? Because you're going to get old and get smarter.
Yeah. People were saying what I should call myself when I get older, and I guess we came up with that reporter guy.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work.
Something that I was actually wondering about, and this is, you know, totally off the topic of jiu-jitsu and all that other stuff, but, you know, everybody knows that you're Mexican-American, and I am half black, half white, and at school, I usually get the rundown of... you know, can I say the N-word around you and all this stuff, and, you know, all the racial stuff. I was wondering if you got that kind of crap when you were in school as a kid.
No, not quite like that. Does that do when people ask you if they can say the N-I-G-G-A word around you?
Sorry,
are you
that?
Allowed? Are you allowed? Can you? I mean, you're half black. You're allowed to say it, right?
You can go to another black guy. I don't like saying it either.
But if you were talking to another black guy, and you guys are just, you know, you're just a friend, you know, and friends just say, you know, black friends just use that word like it's nothing. You would never say it.
Probably not. I mean, other people usually do around me, but I just don't like it. I just don't like the way it's, what it's been turned into. And, you know, I'm not a fan. Yeah.
I think it's a fun thing to say, you know, it's like when black people say it to each other, they're not, you know, it's like a homie thing, you know, they're not like, so I think that's pretty hilarious that you could take that word, that offensive word, and turn it into something lovable and homey-ish, you know, and family almost, you know. I think you should take advantage of it and say it around other brothers. If I was Hasbrock, I would. I'd be saying it all the time.
Well, not many people get to say it, so I guess I kind of have an advantage.
Hell yeah, man. You should jump on that one, dude. Easily. You could flow in and out. When you hang out with your white friends, are most of your friends white?
Yeah.
Most of them are white. Do you live in a white neighborhood?
Yes. Very.
Very, very few black people?
I haven't seen one in my neighborhood, except for me.
Do you wear your hair in a big afro, or do you, like, shave it down? You know, because black people look the best with shaved heads.
I used to have a gigantic afro.
Really?
Yeah.
And did the girls like that?
You know, I found that it got me so much attention, but in a way it was negative. Around the end, before I cut it all off, people started throwing things in my hair. They were touching my hair constantly. And I guess that kind of comes with it, but it started to get become a problem.
They were throwing shit in your hair? That's hilarious. Yeah. Like what, like spit wads?
A guy actually threw his soup container in my hair.
How big was your afro, bro? Was it like a big Julius Erving, Dr. J afro, or what?
It was bigger than my head.
Wow. So you were that kid. How old were you?
Yeah. I had it when I was 13, around the beginning of when I was 13. But it just started, as I said, to become too much of a problem.
Yeah, you know, totally. If people are throwing shit in your hair, it's a problem. You need to cut that shit. Why even bother, right? Did you ever get spit wads?
No, never spit wads. I think they had a line that they didn't cross.
Yeah, dude, if they would have shot spit wads in their hair, you would have to take a jiu-jitsu class for like 6 months and then go back and choke that motherfucker out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't allow that to happen, but, you know, you got to know a little jiu-jitsu first, man. You can't be standing up for yourself if you don't even know how to fight, you know? Is there jiu-jitsu around your school or around your area?
I only started hearing about it when I started hearing you and Joe talking about it on podcasts. I wasn't aware of it before that.
What city do you live in again? You said Toronto?
Halifax.
Halifax. That's like by Iceland or some shit, right?
Not quite, but it's in the very right side of Canada.
So it's super cold.
In the winter.
Yeah. Who's black, your mom or your dad?
My dad.
And your mom's just some white chick?
Yep.
Just a regular white chick. Blue eyes?
No, brown. She's a French-Canadian.
Okay. Are they still together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
It's so crazy how many people's parents are divorced. I can't get over it. I could never imagine my parents getting separated.
That could happen, man. That could happen. Don't get crazy. You know, I'm sure your mom and dad are the greatest, but people break up all the time. Now, you know how hard it is to stay with a chick? Shit, that's hard, man.
They're going to have their 15th anniversary soon.
15th?
Yeah.
Do they appear super happy to you?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. You're lucky. You totally lucked out. Nice. Yeah. Now, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Little sister, yeah.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Nice.
Yeah, we're pretty happy family.
So I don't know if there's any jiu-jitsu by Halifax, man. I'm sure there's got to be. Have you heard about any jiu-jitsu school there?
No, never.
Look into it. There's got to be. Halifax has got to be one or two schools. You need to start doing it, man. I'm telling you. Right now, you're 13. Shit, perfect age. By the time you're 20, you'd be a trained killer. The mercenary.
I find that I don't really have, like, I tried rock climbing for a little while, as you were saying, you know, something to get an outlet, but I just don't really find that I have the drive for that kind of stuff.
Drive for what kind of stuff?
To be
strong and athletic and be able to, you know, defend yourself if anybody talks shit, and, you know, you're going to have a family one day, you want to be able to protect your children, you know, you don't... Wouldn't you want that? If you could press a button that gave you black belt jiu-jitsu powers, would you press it or you wouldn't press it?
Definitely.
Of course you would, right? Right? Yeah. course. So then why not just do it? Because you could just do it. It just takes, you know, about 8 years to fully depress that button.
But I think I'll look into it.
You need to, man. Trust me. Okay, what were we talking about? We're talking about...
Rice.
Rice?
We're talking about race.
Oh, race. Oh, yeah. That's right. So do you have any problem getting chicks?
I don't really try. I'm in real life, like other than the internet, I'm pretty shy. So not really.
Man, you got to use this radio gig to get you chicks, bro. I'm telling you, there's not that many podcasters. You got your own show. You need to start bringing the hottest chicks from your school. Just go up to them and say you're a reporter. You got a fucking internet show, and we want to bring you on the show. And you just bring her on the show. You take the hottest chick and you hang out with her. You bring her on the show. You put her on the internet, and you just, you know, you make up a reason for why you would meet her on the show. You should do that, dude. Are you kidding? You get
Sounds
the hottest
perfect.
Chick. You can get go after the hottest chick. You don't have to go up to that hot chick and say, "Hey, I'd like to, you know, give me your number. I'd love to hang out with you." That's way too scary. You gotta have grapefruit sized balls to just go up to a chick like that, especially if you're a shy little kid in high school. But you can go up to anybody and say, "Hey, can I, you know, have a show? I want to interview you. It's broadcast live worldwide. I would love to have you on the show. Find out some stuff about them. Like, look into it and see what they're into. Like, if they're into, what we think. Shit. They might, whatever they're totally into, like surfing, they might be the hottest chick in your school, might be totally into surfing. And just say you're going to have a surf themed podcast or whatever. Meanwhile, you get to know her. There's no pressure to make any moves. There's no pressure to take her out to dinner or anything like that. You're actually hanging out with her. You know, you're hanging out with her and no pressure. And then all of a sudden she'll fall in love with you once she sees what a badass you are. Dude, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Girls love dudes in the entertainment business. And that's what you are, man. You have an entertainment business. You're a fucking producer, man. You're making shit happen. Girls love that shit, dude. They love that shit. Trust me. You're gonna have a lot of good times.
It's like when I always hear that people, the first reason they join a band is for the girls.
Of course. Of course. That's what everyone's trying to get girls. All guys are. And the easiest way is same. Same will get you laid quicker and more powerfully than anything else. Way more than money. Girls get hypnotized with famous guys. It's incredible. It's totally true. Trust me. So everyone should strive for a little bit of fame. Or, you know, if you're not into fame, lots of money. You know, lots of money. Girls like that. Of course, girls like guys that look good, too. Of course, you know, they like guys with, you know, athletic bodies, tall. You know, they like that shit, too. But fame crushes that shit, smashes it like a bug. They get hypnotized with famous people. It's crazy. Way more than bodies. They could look at a guy with a, you know, hot body and go, "Oh, wow, look, he's hot." They see a famous guy, they go fucking hysterical.
Gene Simmons isn't the best-looking guy, but he gets all the girls.
Yeah, he did. I don't know about him anymore.
Did, yeah.
I think even all that Gene Simmons fame can't help him now. I think it's over for him. No, I'm just kidding. You know, Mick Jagger looks like he's 95 years old, and he still gets, you know, 19-year-old Argentine supermodels and shit. So, so that's a good example right there. Look at Mick Jagger's face, and look at the chicks he's banging.
Yeah.
He gets only the best. That's Mick Jagger. He ain't gonna mess with no 60-year-old. No, he don't ask you. Shit, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And actually, speaking of bands, I'm not sure about this because I couldn't find too much information online. Either you are in a band or you were in a band.
I've been, the only reason I started martial arts was to stay in shape so I wouldn't be a fat rock star. I've been producing music my whole life. So, and I'm still producing music. I never stopped producing music. Jiu-jitsu was just this, you know, giant thing that just blew up, you know. It was just a way to stay in shape, and it blew up. I got obsessed with it. I'm still obsessed with it. It's always going to be my most favorite thing to do, that's for damn sure. And, you know, but producing music, that's always been the plan, and that'll always remain the plan, is to make music and blow that shit up.
Is it primarily rock music?
Well, you should listen. It's basically a combination of all the styles of music that I like growing up, and even now. It's very modern sounding, but it's metal, it's goth, it's new wave, it's EDM, it's dubstep, it's rap, it's everything all mixed into one, you know.
Awesome, man.
It's sort of like the Linkin Park strategy, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or formula. But I've been using that formula way before they had. I was actually mixing rap, metal, goth, new wave, techno, all that shit back in 1991. I was doing that shit a long time ago now, and I'm still doing it. You know, so I wasn't influenced by Linkin Park. I mean, I was doing that shit way before. But you can go to YouTube and the name of my band is Smoke Serpent. That's the current project that I'm in right now. And you can go to YouTube, you can go to iTunes, just punch in Smoke Serpent. We have a song called Jiu-Jitsu. That's a single. And a song called Dropped. That's another one you can get off iTunes. And you can go to my SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Eddie-Bravo. I'm throwing up a bunch of remixes too. I like remixing songs and resurrecting old songs that went under the radar. I'm totally into awesome. That right now. So, yeah, that's never stopped and never will stop, but neither will jiu-jitsu. The jiu-jitsu and the music's going on forever.
That's sweet. Now that I know where to find it, I'll definitely check it out. And, you know, since we're on the topic of music and stuff, I was wondering if I could get your take on, you know, you must be aware of the whole Randy Blythe arrest situation.
The what situation?
Randy Blythe, the lead singer of Lamb of God.
What happened to his situation? I don't know about him.
Okay, well, he's in jail or something for something along the lines of manslaughter. Apparently he beat up a fan, and there's this whole campaign on Twitter and stuff that's called Free Randy Blythe, and I was just wondering to get your take on it, but I guess you didn't know about it, so that's fine.
No, I don't know anything about it, man. You know, my baby takes up all my free time now. It's very hard to keep track of what's going on in the world, you know?
Yeah. I can't imagine the responsibility. It must be crazy to have, you know, raising your own person. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, it is insane.
Yeah, it's cool, though.
Totally worth
it. I heard that is it true that you were attempting stand-up?
Well, hold on. Before we get to that, how do you and your father get along?
We get along good. We get along fine.
Fine? Or are you guys like best friends?
Good. I would say good. No, just normal.
Just normal? But yeah. Not like you guys aren't like, you guys don't do you guys ever hang out just you two and do stuff together just you two?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So he doesn't like yell at you or anything like that?
Very rarely.
And when he does, it's usually your fault.
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever tell him that you love him?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, that's awesome. And you and your mom get along great?
Yeah, the whole family gets along awesome.
And they must be really proud of you.
Yeah, from what I hear, definitely. They always support, you know, what I do, and they help me out with getting my gear ready sometimes, and yeah, they're definitely, they listen to the podcast sometimes, and yeah, they're really happy.
That's really cool. So they probably brag to their friends about you, right?
Yeah, apparently my mom was listening to my podcast with Red Band on a plane, and she was talking to all her friends about that.
Well, that's pretty badass, man. It sounds like you got an amazing life.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah, so your parents buy you all your equipment. Do you have like badass stuff?
Yeah, I have a small studio in my bedroom, which I'm at right now.
Oh, cool.
I got a mixer, I got my laptop, my mic, and it's it's not necessarily state of the art, but it's, I get it for a good price and it works perfect. So there's nothing more I could ask for.
You know, eventually you're going to have to hire people to help you with the show. You know, you're going to have to, eventually, I mean, that's how it works. You grow and you're going to have a guy like a Red Band.
Yeah.
And you're going to, have a guy to do sound effects and stuff, you know, like, do you ever listen to the old Howard Stern show?
No, I can't really, I only listen to the new clips sometimes. I don't have Sirius, so.
Yeah, I don't even know why I said old Howard Stern show. I keep forgetting that he never got off the air, but when he went to Sirius, when he got off free radio, I stopped listening. But I was a massive, massive Howard Stern fan. I'm actually influenced by Howard Stern a lot. I mean, I always admired that he did his radio show his own way, and there was no other radio show like Howard Stern. He crushed. He is the Hickson of radio host. Howard Stern, this is the fucking man. He came out and just did whatever the fuck he wanted, and it worked. And people have been trying to rip him off forever. They don't know how to. They were trying to act like Howard Stern. Howard Stern just being himself. He mastered being himself. So,
yeah, from what I hear, it's just great.
Yeah, yeah. You could learn a lot from him. Watch, he made a movie about his life. It's called, it's like back in the 90s. He made a movie about his life. He's led an extraordinary life. I forget what it was fucking called. But you need to watch it. You know, since you're a broadcaster, you want to keep interviewing people on the air, watch Howard Stern and take a lesson from him on how to be yourself. Don't copy him, just take a lesson on how to find yourself. Because as long as you're yourself and you know yourself, you're always going to be original. There's no one on the planet like you, you know? So you want to be original in everything you do. And the way you do that is learn how to be yourself. Don't try to be anybody else. Just accept who you are and just always try to improve yourself. And when you are wrong with something, admit it. It's a good thing. It hurts. It can hurt to admit when you're wrong, but it's so good for you. So don't ever, always look to impress yourself. Don't look to impress anybody else. Impress yourself. And
yeah,
I'm just trying to give you advice over here.
It's all good, man. I'm taking it in.
Okay, cool, man. Because I'm really impressed with what you're doing, man. You know, you got to parlay this into chicks. You need to host a podcast show. Get into whatever the chicks are. Like, have a podcast show about cheerleaders. Like, it's all just directed. It's directed and geared to cheerleaders and what they're doing. Who the best cheerleading team is, who won the national level. Get involved in all that. And make a podcast about it and always have cheerleaders on your show, dude. Are you kidding me? Does that sound like fun? You just do that. That's a podcast you do a couple times a month. You don't get too crazy with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Remember that podcast.
I will. I'll write it down.
Cheerleading USA podcast. You're the host, bro. You're the host. That would be insane. You'd be crushing it. Dudes would be dying to work for you. There'd be all sorts of Red Bands. There'd be all sorts of Red Bands trying to work for you.
So we're almost approaching the half hour mark. So before I let you go, I have some Facebook and Twitter questions from some people that submitted. This one's from Scott McDonald on Facebook, and he wants to know who your favorite band or artist is.
Who my favorite band or artist is, man? It's so tough because ultimately you get tired of songs. So like Kiss, for instance, man, it's so hard. Like, I could say Kiss is my all-time favorite band because Kiss is probably the most influential band. I mean, I wanted to be Kiss so bad. And I'd never been into a band like I was into Kiss. But now I'm an older man now. And, I could only listen to those Kiss songs only on special occasions, man. I've listened to them a million times. And anyway, So, and then Depeche Mode. I love Depeche Mode. They haven't really released anything good. The last two albums were really weak. And, you know, but when you look at Depeche Mode from the late 80s all the way through the 90s, that shit, you can't top that stuff. Like, Depeche Mode Ultra, I think that came out in 97. That album, Depeche Mode Ultra, is one of the greatest albums I ever listened to, that motherfucker.
And what were they called?
It was called Ultra.
Okay, Ultra.
Depeche Mode Ultra. That is one of the best albums ever. I mean, even, same thing, all by Depeche Mode. All these albums, just write them down and just go get them. Violator by Depeche Mode. You got to have that one. Songs of Faith and Devotion, Depeche Mode. You got to have that one. Music for the Masses. It's just like, you know, gospel music. It's just the greatest shit out there. And then you build a Cure on top of that. You know, the Cure, Disintegration, Wish, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. So many amazing Cure albums. I've had a bunch of them. But again, you know, like Depeche Mode, the Cure's last couple of albums, I don't know, not sounding that great. I'm sitting here out in my car, and as my wife is walking by with my baby, bring my baby, bring my baby. They're going for a little walk. Oh, look at my little baby. I'm looking at my wife and my baby right now.
Couldn't be anything better.
Oh, man, nothing's better. Nothing's better. So what was the next question? Oh, and then, you know what? Let me give you let me run off some music really quick.
Okay.
Best bands, most influential band ever, the band that I like the most out of all bands is Kiss, for sure. And then I got really, really into Queensryche, man. Queensryche, fuck. The first four albums were insane. I mean, starting with the EP, that Queensryche EP, then The Warning, then Rage for Order, Operation Mindcrime. Empire, they started flipping a little bit. Empire was the first album where they actually had a couple bad songs. All the other albums that I mentioned, probably no bad songs. They were all epics. I loved Queensryche. Still do. I still listen to Queensryche. Wasp, that was another band I was really into that I'm still into now.
Yeah.
Every now and then a Wasp record will produce a great song. Believe it or not, Blackie Lawless is a genius. I think that's about it for favorite bands growing up. I mean, I was really into Slayer and Metallica too and all that stuff for a while there. I thought Metallica was the greatest shit. I was really into Nine Inch Nails. Peter Murphy, the original singer, or the singer for the original goth band, Bauhaus. I love Peter Murphy as a solo artist. He's my favorite singer of all time, as a matter of fact. I love Peter Murphy. What else? There's so many great songs out there.
Definitely.
There's so many, but I don't really necessarily like the whole band, you know. I would just like one or two songs off so many bands, but those songs are amazing, you know. There's just so many.
Yeah, there's so many good songs. You can't possibly name them all.
Yeah, there's too many.
Something else that I was wondering, and I know you got to go soon, so I'll make it quick. With this whole Death Squad movement on Twitter and stuff, and since you've been, you know, on Rogan's podcast, do you consider yourself a member of the Death Squad?
Well, I consider myself a member of the original Death Squad. You know, the original Death Squad was me, Joe, Kate Fletcher. He fought in the UFC. He was Joe's bodyguard. He was part of the original Death Squad. Joey, and I think Ari, you know, and Red Band. That was the original Death Squad. I don't know what's going on exactly with the new Death Squad. I mean, I'm not sure how big it is or how many people are in it now or who's in it. I'm not sure. All I know is I was part of the original Death Squad.
And but are you referring to like when you guys were at Opie and Anthony and they came up with the name? Were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, sweet.
It was in New York. Yeah.
That's awesome.
The reason why we were called the Death Squad is Pope and Anthony, you know, here we walk in and then Joe, everybody knows Joe's a bad, in the comedy world, everybody knows Joe's the badass martial artist guy. You don't want to fuck around with Joe. And then we were his entourage. His bodyguard was Tate Fletcher, who fought in the UFC. He's like 6'4", giant guy, all these tattoos, you know. And then, you know, so we walk into Opie and Anthony, and they're like, who's this whole entourage? And Joe was explaining what we all do. And so he was called the Death Squad. Because they was, you know, to them, we were killers, you know. So it was funny because, you know, we're the furthest thing from killers, you know. You know, me and Joe aren't fighting on the streets or anything, or fighting at all.
Yeah.
But to Opie and Anthony, we were total, you know, just barbarians. So that's how it started.
That's cool. And regarding the new Death Squad, it seems to be anybody who makes a memorable appearance on either any of one of Red Band's shows or Joe's podcast is part of it. So I'm not quite sure what's going on, but the original Death Squad seems to be the thing that really sticks.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are now to be in the Death Squad. I'm not sure. I know Red Band has been in it, but I don't know exactly what it means.
Yeah. Well, hey, Eddie, thank you so much for your time. And before I let you go, would you be able to just do a quick plug for my show to just say, you know, who you are and you're listening to That Reporter Kid Speaks?
Okay, say that again. One more time.
Just say your name. And you're okay. Listening to That Reporter Kid Speaks.
That Recorder Kid. No, that Recorder Kid. That Reporter Kid Speaks?
Yeah, just like, hey, this is Eddie Bravo, and you're listening to That Reporter Kid Speaks.
Okay. And this one is not the KISS podcast. This is a different one, right?
Yeah, this is my other show, yeah.
You have two shows?
Yeah.
That's cool. And you're going to come up with that cheerleading show?
Possibly.
Come on. Do it for,
it'd be
do
cool.
It. Yeah, that would be awesome. And then you know what? It'll be so cool that you can have someone produce it for you and do it. So all you do is show up and there's already girls there. They're already putting it together and you leave. You know, so it's painless. You want to make it painless like that. You bring in people to do stuff for you. No, but anyways, remember that. Cheerleading USA podcast.
All right.
Okay, here we go. This is Eddie Bravo and you're listening to That Reporter Kid Speaks.
Awesome. Thanks so much, man. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya. All right, guys. That was Eddie Bravo live on That Reporter Kid Speaks. Thank you guys all so much for tuning in. I honestly really appreciate it. I was so pumped for this interview, and it's I'm so glad we did it. Follow me on Twitter if you haven't already, at That Reporter Kid. Special thanks to Eddie Bravo and everybody that's listening right now. And if you missed the beginning and want to get the recorded version of this podcast, it will be up at thatreporterkid.com, all in one word. And subscribe to That Reporter Kid Speaks on iTunes. And also, if you like this episode, go rate and review the show so that we can get into, like, I think it's like the Hot Topic or whatever on iTunes so that more people can discover the podcast and the Death Squad will grow. I'm not claiming to be part of the Death Squad because I'm not. But you know what I mean, people. Death Squad family is staying strong. Rock on.